What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Bander Podcast on today that is Tuesday, the motherfucking 21st of February. This is the pre-intro bit. Let's just get it out of the way. I want to fucking plug some shit. As usual, Lavery's Comedy Club is coming up. It's on the 1st and the 15th of March this time. The 1st of March, we have Maggie Bartlett's in, and there's a few others, and they're going to do little bits of Edinburgh previews, so that's going to be sweet as fuck. On top of that, we have our show on the 11th of March in Lola's in Oma, which is a General Bander comedy squad night. Full squad are turning up in Oma to do a big old fucking gig, so if you know anyone in that area, go to that shit. And then finally, if you were going to go to the London gig, which is on St. Paddy's Day, 17th of March, it is in fact sold out. It was on the 17th. It's fucking sold out. Good news is, though, if you missed out on tickets, we're doing a show the next night, the 18th, which is a Saturday night, which might actually suit some people better. So we're doing the Saturday night. Go to the Museum of Comedy website and get yourself a motherfucking ticket. As usual, we're sponsored by beer52.com. If you want craft beer delivered to your fucking house, why don't you just subscribe to these guys? Use the code BANTER10 and get like a tenner off your first box. And that is literally it. Is that literally it? That literally might be it. Why don't I just... Oh my God, why don't you work? Why don't I just play the fucking intro? Huh? Huh? Let's get right into it, guys. Let's get into it.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. Man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah. So, welcome to the General Bander Podcast. Let me just get right into this. It's actually Monday evening. I'm recording this one ahead of time for a fucking change. I'll tell you what's happened today, right? Today is Monday. A while ago, okay? A while ago, listen to this story. A while ago, Maureen read a text one night in bed and she goes, "Here, would you want to go see Drake?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll go see Drake." I knew he was playing in Dublin. And she goes, "Basically, my sister had two tickets. Her and her friend were going to go. Her friend can't really afford to go now. So she has these two tickets. Do we want them?" And I was like, "Sure." And then I was like, what's wrong with your sister? Can she not go either? And she goes, "Oh no, she really wants to go, but she just didn't think that anyone would go with her." And I was like, "Well, fuck me. Like, if she still wants to go, why don't you just go with her?" And that was to see Drake tonight in Dublin. So that was the plan. I was like, "Yeah, go ahead, see that." Then I realized Aaron McCann was going, right? I'm going to sneeze anytime soon, which is just going to interrupt this flow here. Motherfucker. I hope this gain is okay, by the way. People complain about the volume level on the podcast. Hopefully this is loud enough. So I found out Aaron McCann was going. So he basically had said something to Maureen like, "Oh, maybe we could all head down together. I was going to get the bus, him and his mate." Right? And then Maureen was like, "Right, okay. Well, you know, she has a cousin in Dublin." She was like, "Maybe I'll stay with her. Why don't you come down with us?" You know, and then Shane Todd was also going. And he's like, "Here, can I get in?" And then I went from like, I don't know, I felt like such a child. I was like, "Yeah, go, yeah, why don't you just go with your sister? You know, that'll be good crack." To, "Oh, every fucker's going, right?" And Maureen drove everyone down in the goddamn car. And I'm sitting in the house like some sort of fucking little old person. And then, sure enough, can't go anywhere. We should probably have two cars at this fucking point. Then, like, Maureen's mum comes up and all, she goes, "There's some ham and all." And I was like, "Oh, great, now I have a home help. I appreciate it, I'll take the ham, thanks." But, like, you know what I mean? I'm just like, "Yeah, she's like, what are you doing tonight?" And I was like, "Well, nothing. What do you think I'm doing? I'll fucking edit videos like a dickhead while everyone's in Dublin having an absolute whale of a time. You know, hotlining their blings and all that. Fuck's sake." Then, just to make things better, just to really throw salt on the wound, you know, I'm sitting there going, "Oh, well, Maureen had to take the car, so, you know, like, I'll just chill here, I suppose." You know, and then of course the universe is like, "Hey, who needs a car, Colin, when, you know, someone's going to drive into it in Dublin. Oh, yeah, that happened. So I got a message. Maureen rang the house. And I was like, what are you ringing the house for? And she's like, oh, yeah. All them lads jumped out, basically, at like a wee toll bridge. And they went on into Dublin. And then some woman in front of me thought that her car was in like first gear. And she put the foot down. It was in reverse. And she just went straight into the front of the car. And then she sent me a photo. Bonnet's dented, like, up the way. The fucking... The bump... What did I say? Bonnet? Yeah, the bumper's fucked. Everything's all smashed. And I was like, oh, great! Great! Have a great time! In Dublin! Make sure the... Bring the car back up tomorrow! Smashed to pieces! Colin, can you ring the insurance? Yeah! I wasn't leaving the house anyway. I'll just... It might be good to hear a voice, in fact. Hello, Mr. Insurance! I ring it. Oh, they're fucking shut. I'm like, okay. I guess I'll not speak to anybody today then. I'm sorry, Maureen. I couldn't get through. You're a Drake. Having a great time. Oh. While I'm here pacing up and down like a fucking retard. Oh. I'm so bored and annoyed right now. I hate that. Do you know when do you ever get over that jealousy thing where you're like, oh, it's fine for everyone to have a good time if I'm there. Don't be having a good time with me not there. You know? Mm. I initially gave up the ticket, even though it wasn't mine anyway, but I initially was like, well, there's probably no real place for a 30-year-old bald cunt at a Drake concert. And then Maureen did a Snapchat, and I was like, well, there you go in the background. What's that? That's a 35-year-old bald cunt, so I could have went. Oh. Jump man. Anyway, so it'll probably be one of those nights. I don't know if anyone's in a long-term relationship or anything, but like, you know, eventually at the end of the day, you're like, right, well, let's go to bed and watch something in bed. And you know what I mean? There's like a wee routine, and then you're like, right, that's us in bed now. And then we'll put something on and I'll fall asleep and that's us in bed. See when you're in a long-term relationship and then you're like, the other person goes somewhere. I'm just like it's 11 o'clock now. No other time would I decide to do a podcast this late at night. And I'll probably be up to about 5 in the morning. And it's almost like, I don't know what it is. It's almost like you go, oh, well, I was used to the structure of the other person being there. So now they're not there. I'm probably going to do this podcast at this point of the night, which goes right in the face of the caffeine consumption. I might do a workout. I might do this podcast for an hour or so and then do a workout, which will be like 12 at night. That's probably not good for you. Well, for me, you're probably thinking, you do all the workouts you can, big man, before the old corned beef arteries kick in and you die and turn into Bill Cosby. But yeah, I'm zinged as fuck right now, just up and awake, not really knowing what to do myself. You know? And they're all down. I think I'm getting like, do you know like when somebody has a twin or something and you like slap one of the twins and the other one goes, ow! That's kind of what I'm feeling with like all my friends in Dublin at Drake right now. Like I know they're having fun, so I can't relax. You know? Fucking, I'm so annoyed. And the car's fucked now too. And I swear to God, I might just buy a new one. I'm not even bullshitting. I can't even be arsed with the fucking, oh, there's my insurance and then this is going to happen and that'll take 6 weeks and you have to drive around with the fucking bonnet smashed off your car. I literally might just buy a new one. Fuck it. Don't even give a shit. Anyway, that's the drama over for today. Also, see when you're left in the house by yourself, you know, you end up doing weird shit. What do you mean by weird shit, Colin? I bought a tin of corned beef the other day because I seen it and I'd heard someone talk about it and I was like, shit, do you ever have a corned beef and tomato and brown sauce sandwich? And Maureen was like, no, we're rich. And I was like, oh, you fucking idiot. So, I bought it and I was like, I'm going to fucking eat some of this shit. And then tonight I was just like, I'm going to bust this open. You know, I've already had my sort of bread quota for today. So I was like, probably shouldn't eat more bread, you know, trying to lose weight and all, which I didn't even do the weigh-in yesterday. You know what I mean? It's been a rough week. I think me and Aaron really need to get back on it because First of all, we're both still fat, even though we're like, oh, I've lost 11 pounds in my face, seemingly, just my face. I can really notice it in your face. I want to lose it in my fucking tits. I hear women lose it in their tits first. Why can't I be like that? Oh no, Colin, you've lost a stone and a half off your fucking chin. You big Mitchell and man looking cunt. Unbelievable. So, you know, just like I was literally cutting slices of corned beef and putting like a wee tomato on it, like it was making some sort of fancy hors d'oeuvre. Does anybody want some fancy hors d'oeuvres? Fucking eating that over the sink like a fucking pig. What the I might be mentally ill. Or else I'm losing my mind. I mean, that's another thing I've been struggling with. This sounds like the start of someone's fucking therapy thing. But like, I don't know what the fuck happened, right? I was sitting one night and I had to go and collect Maureen from another show. Always with the shows. I just gone out for a dinner and a show, Colin. You can wait. Actually, they were going to see Begley's play. You know, Connor Begley, friend of the show, was doing a play. And it was a musical. And I love Begley with all my clotted heart. But I ain't going to see no musical. I'm like Mr. T, only with musicals. You know, I ain't going to see no musical, motherfucker. So I was like, nah, I can't. Luckily, there's no ticket. You know, no one bought me a ticket. Not that I'm expecting a ticket. You know what I mean? There was tickets available. And they went. And I was waiting to go pick them up. And I was assuming, like you would if you're picking someone up, send me a text. You know what I mean? Be like, it's over now. We're going to have a drink. We'll finish the drink. We'll go. We're moving on to another pub. We're getting a lift. You know, anything like that. So I was like, I was trying to do the math in my head. And I was like, I should maybe leave now. It's been on like 2.5 hours. They said it was a long one. They might have a drink after. I'll just go. And if they wait in the car park, I'll just deliberately wear sweatpants and be like, I can't go in there. So I wear like fucking sweatpants. I drive up. I pull in. And Connor Begley, whose play it was, he has the two of them in the car. And in my head, I was like, oh, I see what's happened here. You've been offered a lift and you were just going to get a lift. But you didn't tell me that you were getting a lift, and I've arrived here too. And that wasn't the case. It was actually that the play was over. Everyone had fucked off home. They hadn't sent me a message because there was no fucking signal in the whole place. So I just turned up whenever I thought I'd like to turn up and then eventually give them a lift. Anyway, this is a long fucking boring story, but what I'm trying to say is, what the fuck was that? That night. What in the fuck? That night, I was sitting there, I was like, I got this real fucking, like, bad tension headache. I know this podcast is Colin Talks About Ailments, but I was like, is this the next step of me being like, oh, I have bad posture and I need to go and get it rubbed out by a fucking sports massage person? I don't know if I talked about that in the podcast, but she had her work cut out for her on my back, and she was a small lady, and it was, fuck me, just crunching it out. Putting her foot against the wall, get a good bit of fucking purchase. She was like, yeah! Down my fucking ox neck. And then I was like, that's the posture fucked up. And I was like, my neck feels really stiff. And then it just had this, like, felt like someone was squeezing my head. And I was like, what is this on the list of shit that is wrong with me? And then it sort of, you know, slept it off, felt fresh in the morning. And then It wasn't there the next day. And then Lavery's came about. I went to jiu-jitsu, I think. Fucking knackered. And then it was approaching. And I was just like, I have like the worst fucking like tension headache here. And then for about fucking 3 days in a row, it would just come on at about the same time every afternoon. Like, oh, here you go. And sore head. Not like a hangover sore head, but just like someone squeezing my fucking head. And then I was like, is this meningitis and all sorts of shit? What the fuck's going on here? But I don't know. I've watched a couple of YouTube videos, and seemingly you just lie on the floor with a tennis ball shoved in your neck. And they're like, yeah, it's your posture and you're stressed and all this bullshit. So your neck's tightened up and it's causing pressure on the side of your head. No? What the fuck? You're just like, why just, what do you take? Because I keep seeing these miracle videos of like people with autism and fucking MS at the same time. And they give them, they're like, oh, here's some vaporized fucking CBD oil. And the kid just stops punching himself in the fucking head and then all of a sudden can walk normally. You know, you got the guy with like, he's got full MS, smokes it, or whatever it is, the fucking CBD oil, and then is grand the next minute. I might just jump straight on it, guys. I might just be like, where's that CBD oil? Boom, I know it's illegal as fuck. How can it be illegal? Do you know what I mean? There's certain things that just don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just don't make sense. You know? Like, why if it's the only form of medication works for people, are they at risk of going to jail? You know? No one's out in a nightclub going like, mate, do you want any fucking CBD oil? It doesn't affect your mind at all, but it'll help any ailment that you have. Yes, lad, going out tonight, got a major fucking batch of fucking CBD vapor here. We'll drop that and feel amazing and have nice loose muscles, and then we'll go into town and drink a load of shots. I might just jump straight into that. Fucking tension headaches. Jesus Christ, the night. I tell you what I did. As I sort of have documented a lot, is I haven't drank that much in the last while. The last time I drank was like New Year's Eve, and I had two beers, and then somewhere in the middle of January, I drank. Now I'm saying this like a fucking, like I'm some sort of pioneer type Catholic person that's like signed all their fucking reforms and all, and they're like, Jesus told me I'm not allowed to drink and all, and you don't drink. For me, that is a fucking miracle from Jesus. I swear to God, for me not to drink, for me to only drink once during January and then get up to like deep into February before I had another drink, which I did Friday night. I was like, do you know what? I don't want to be one of them dickheads who stops drinking and is like, I never drink and it's the devil's juice, and start giving off to other people and all, you really shouldn't drink, it's bad for you, you know. So I had a few whiskeys and the next day felt like shit, pure shit, and I was like, oh yeah, that's why you don't drink, because it feels terrible. That is how you know you're getting old. You're like, I don't even want to fucking drink because I know how I'm gonna feel tomorrow. And that is such a fucking, and I talked to Tom the Bear, he was on the last podcast, Tom O'Mahony. I talked to him and he's like, do you know what? You just become a man. And he goes, I don't mean that in some sort of like, you know, send you out to the woods and fight a bear. Like, you have become a man. He's like, you just all of a sudden you're a grown man and you're like, all right, I don't need to go and get blocked four times a week with all my mates. He's like, you want to sort of slightly take your life a bit more seriously. And I was like, that's maybe what's happened. You know, I just don't see a place for getting blocked anymore, which is terrible. I cannot believe I'm saying that. Someone find me a replacement drug. What's a fun drug to get sort of fucked up on and then you sleep and you wake up and nothing has happened to you? Don't say coke, because I would not like to see me on coke. And that's just a fact. I think it would be a fucking absolute nightmare, to be honest. Let us move on here with some motherfucking news type. Not news, just general banter that I've been up to. Yesterday we went to Mussenden Temple. I was like, I've worked. Anytime I've work to do, I'm like, let's go somewhere, because I would like to avoid doing this work. Thanks. So we go to that Mussenden Temple, which is away up on the north coast. Which is actually really nice, but again, it was just one of those, like, let's go there for something different to see, and then you get there, and you're like, oh, Google would have covered this, I feel like Google would have really covered this. It's an old temple, covered in sheep, smells like sheep shit, you know, it was pissing down sideways, we got to look over the fucking edge of the cliff, and we're like, that's a nice beach, you know, so it is. And then we just made our way back. It was so boring. Like, it's one of those things where you're like, you're hyped for a bit of a fucking, you're like, let's go on a wee shitty day trip. And then you're about about a third of the way into the drive. And you go, like, we literally stopped in Cookstown for a coffee at a McDonald's. And I was like, would this do you? Would this do you for a trip? But anyway, we went the whole way up there and seen this fucking temple. And then we're like, let's go to Port Stewart. And then we went to Port Stewart. And by that time, everyone was so fucking tired and wet. We're like, right, well, may as well just get something to eat. You know, all these people running around Port Stewart Strand. All those cunts that live up there. I say cunts out of jealousy. You know? And there was a vlog I made where I put in a picture of the house my granny used to live in. Oh, for fuck's sake. Hold on. And we're back. Apologies for that. I had to break. Do we break in the podcast there because girlfriend Maureen's dad rang me. So, anyway, we went to fucking Port Stewart just to pick this shitty story up again. And went to the beach. And then we're like, let's eat on the beach. Here's some free advertising for Harry's Shack. We ate at that wee place right at the beach. And we walked up. Right, and it was about 4:30. And we're like, hey, can we just squeeze in? There's like 3 of us. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, we just take a wee break at like 4:30 to 5 or something. And I was like, excuse me? You know, one of them things. You go, okay, no problem. Can we book 5:15 when you're back? And then it was just one of those things where I was like, you break at like dinner time? Does that make sense to me? You break at dinner time? That was like me fucking getting up early one time. I forget where I'm not going to name any names. Went to some place in Belfast and I walked past it and I was like, now this is, here's what it is. And I think it's family run businesses where they're like, listen, bitch, we need a fucking day off. We run the place. There's a certain time we need off, you know. And then gradually over the years, you have someone that you can trust to run the fucking business. But like, I remember going to this coffee shop and I was like, why are you not open? Why are you not open at this time? And it was just, I don't know what the fuck it was. It was open later on that day, but you're just like, you sell coffee. It's almost exclusively a morning business. Sort of, you know, lunch, whatever. A lot of coffees, a lot of those private ones are like, oh yeah, we shut at 3:30 or something. You're like, fair enough. I'm sure you've got all your coffee sold by that fucking time, but like, Jesus Christ. And we take a wee break here at dinner time. Just at sort of almost peak dinner time, we take a break. So we were like, fuck this. You know, I'd heard everyone talk about that Remore place in Port Rush. So we'd done a full fucking tour of the North Coast at this point. We head round. We're like, all right, let's go around here, get a fucking, get some other piece of seafood shit. Drive round to Port Rush, and I have never seen a fucking queue like it. It was like a queue to get into the fucking, like, Stormzy at the Limelight. Remember the photo of that shit? He done like a surprise gig, and the fucking queue was halfway around the town. That's honestly what this shit was like. And I was like, really? It's like the only fucking restaurant in Port Rush. Oh, you gotta get there early and fucking queue up and all. Be there from 3:30 on the Saturday if you want to get in to eat on the Sunday. Fucking right. And then just fucking, we ended up going back to Harry's there once they'd had their dinner time fucking rest. We actually stopped for dinner too at fucking 5:00. Cool. Couldn't get over it. Absolutely couldn't get over it. It was just, oh, fuck me, madness. But then, just to make this story complete, on the way home, I was like, what is with the tension in my fucking neck here, bros? You know, it's a busy week, it's gonna be a busy week, jiu-jitsu-wise. Why am I getting this fucking pain in my neck right now? And then I had a flashback to like, oh yeah, it may have been the car crash that I was in when I was like 19. And they were sort of like, well, if it's not sore now, it might give you a bit of jip later in life. And now I'm thinking, is this the jip? Is this the jip where they're like, oh yeah, the two bones that were grinding together just now have sort of pinched your spinal column and they're just causing away a lot of pressure in your head? Cool. I remember doing that. I've talked about this before. I was in a car crash. The car drove around the corner. The guy that was driving the car hit a skip. I went through the middle of the two seats, hit the windscreen with my head. Demolishing the windscreen. Demolishing. And I remember them saying, if you were like a wee girl, you more than likely would have snapped your neck there. But instead, you're a big ox-necked, fat fucking pig, and your head just disintegrated the fucking windscreen. And then I climbed out the passenger side with a big cut on the top of my head, which only bled back the ways. It only bled down my back. So I was like, well, fuck, I'm sweet, mate. And they're like, nah. A giant old hole in your head there, Colin. But I broke my toe for real, which no one seemed to care about because it was bleeding out my head. And then I just remember on the report, like I was getting the stitches out. And they're like, oh, yes, you had something like 27 stitches. Or was it 27 or something? There's some inside and then some outside. Like I got 27 stitches or whatever. Something to the toe. And then rhymed off some fucking number. Like, yes, the old LT, you know, like RTD2 major trauma fucking acute something to the neck. And I was like, what? And they were like, oh, yeah, it's just you've obviously hurt your neck quite a bit there. And I was like, well, the neck feels fine. And she's like, yeah, well, just wait till you're diving back from Port Rush one day and you'll be like, oh, my God. Is my fucking eyes about to pop out of my head with pressure here? What is it? Does your neck feel cold and stiff even though you're in a warm car? Anyway, there's probably some medical person listening to this being like, Colin, get to the old hospital there. But here's the problem. You know, the NHS is a great thing. But if you can walk in and walk out, they're kind of sort of like, go ahead, bro. Go ahead. It's happened to me before. You know, I probably should have went private or something about my knee. But I remember walking in, him bending my knee a couple of times and me going, yeah, it's really fucking sore. And him going, well, here's an old printout from Google if you want to go do a couple of fucking squats or something. And I was like, okay. And then left. And then was just like, well, I suppose I'll just wait till I fucking smash this open again. Go back in. I trashed my knee that was trashed last time. And they're like, okay, cool. Can you walk? Yep. Well, then there's obviously nothing wrong with it. Fuck off. And you're like, listen, get in there with a fucking knife and tell me how many bits of bone are floating around. Thank you. Winning. Oh my God. Falling apart, guys. 30. 30 as fuck. I need to go on one of those, like, just wellness retreats. You know, we just do fucking yoga and movement classes and eat smoothies and then pour that kettle of salt water up your nose. Do you ever see people do that? I'm going to get a clip of that shit. I'm going to get a clip, bitch. Let's go nasal cleansing. Cleansing! Let's type in funny for the crack. Someone's bound to have Ralph doing that shit. I know when my dick hole stinks. Right, here's a woman doing it. Is there anything? Sinus rinse? Fuck my asshole.
Have you ever done a sinus rinse before?
Oh, that was like a funny vine she was doing there. So she's like,
have you ever done a sinus rinse before?
The squirting it out of her mouth was sexy. Oh my God, what's that, blood? Oh my God, sorry. Sorry, I thought there was some other... You know the way they get loads of those viral videos of people like taking that fucking... taking those black face masks off? That's what
I was in a mask next time. Alright.
The most disturbing part of that is that she's wearing like a yellow waistcoat. I don't know if I... Did I play this with proper audio input before? I may have, but I feel like now that we've got the plug-in thing, we should recover it. I found this one day because I was looking for a fart sound, right? And I wanted a really funny fart sound, and it was called something like Biggest Fart Ever, right? And it's this dude who's just had a colonoscopy, so they obviously pump you full of air, just so we can get a camera up there.
Bob.
And you do, like, ludicrous farts. So I want to... There's a real groggy dude on a hospital bed here.
Good.
And I've seen this before, but it's the way he leans into the fucking...
How did your procedure go?
I don't know.
He leans into the camera and absolutely drops some death. Colonoscopy fart, and then I send it to Mickey.
Remember,
and he's like...
Remember, you're supposed to be passing gas.
He's like, that's my evening taken care of.
You know, it's easier said than done.
Hold on.
Fine.
What are you doing down there?
Scratching.
Dude, scratching his balls. Please. Come on. Here comes the lean.
my goodness. Does that feel better?
Yes.
And the funniest part of that is the look that he's given his wife when he's doing that. Here's a girl doing it.
How are you feeling?
My butthole hurts.
Your butthole hurts because they shoved the fucking hose
Listen.
Up.
Listen.
Oh my god. Who are you going to send this to?
We're allowed because then I get juice.
It's just like, I'm allowed to fart because then I get juice. So, sorry to have to do that to you, but there you go. Oh, here's a quick one. Let's see if this is any good, is any better. This is a real high-end shit that I'm doing right now, isn't it? It's real high-end stuff. There's another girl. It's pretty good. I mean, I'm on a roll now.
Ready?
Okay, that's just a fat bitch. She's not even in hospital. She, that girl wasn't even in hospital. She's just like fucking sitting there fully clothed, just farting. Hospital farts, it was called. Unbelievable. I mean, I'm on a loop here. Like, I could watch this. I could watch 1,000 of these. No, right, one more. I'm trying to get the real fucking winner here. Let's see. Oh, he's doing such a fucking weird dad dance there. And then he did like a call me. I swear, how many of these could I watch? Like, this isn't real. I'm a fucking idiot. You know, sometimes I'm like, you know, maybe do a podcast.
Be shy.
Maybe I should have more listeners.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
And then you do things like that, and you're like, no, I don't deserve them. I actually don't deserve them. This battery might die as well. This is not a fucking great day for me, I swear to God. Don't you fucking die, you piece of shit. On colonoscopy fart. Imagine I tried to record like fucking 12 minutes of colonoscopy farts and I didn't even really record it. How sad would that be? That'd be a sad, sad motherfucking day for everybody. God damn it. God fucking damn it. I would say we glance into some questions right now because it's late night and I actually got quite a few and it might trigger some talky points before this motherfucking battery dies. Oh, more fapping. Is that legal? Are they allowed to do that? Oh, look over here. They've got more fapping, guys. We've hacked someone. In fact, if the person has already appeared, I read a thing the other day. It was like, what's her name? Something Ratajowski or something? Ratajalowski or Janowski, whatever the fuck her name is. Emily? Emma or something? She... It's like, oh, someone's hacked her phone again. There's another nude leak. And you're like, her tits are never in. You know, who gives a shit? See, I'm tits whenever I want, bro. And like, oh, someone, well, I suppose it is a bit more of a fucking, bit more invasive. First of all, shout out to everyone who gave me some nice comments about last week's podcast. First time in a while I've had a guest. And now I'm like, shit, should I have guests on all the time? Because... they get a far better fucking reaction, don't they, than me just talking shit to myself here. Can you run... Oh my god, hold on. Seen you at Mussenden Temple yesterday. Fuck, that was boring. Oh look, a beach from a high viewing point. And that's from Andy the Red. I'll tell you what's fucking weird though, is that you'd seen me there and now you're tweeting me saying that you'd seen me there, yet no one spoke a word to me while I was up there. Weird. Weird as fuck. Unbelievable. Colin Geddes, what was your favourite movie of 2016? And that is from Manus Kenny, or Kenny Manus, or whatever the fuck order you want to say your name in. Weird year for movies. I don't watch a whole pile of fucking movies. I seen that Don't Breathe was probably the... Like, I came out of it and I was like, that is a good film. That is a good film, guys. Don't Breathe. And we are back for a third time. Battery fucking died finally. Yeah, back to the question. Movie of the year for me, I think, was that Don't Breathe. Just because it was one of the ones I seen. I was like, this is good. You know? Don't know what other fucking big movies come out. Didn't see Star Wars or any of that stupid shit because it can't be fucked. Watch that. Was it Passengers or something? Chris Pratt. What a pile of shit that was too. Fuck me. Let me see what other questions we got here. Given you love cooking, who's your favourite TV chef and why? Oh dear. There are a lot of things, a lot of people on TV that I enjoy watching. Matty Matheson is a obvious favourite. But then, you know, you've got people who you actually like the way, well, I don't know. If they're on TV, it has to be more of a mix of like the shit they're cooking and also how good the program is. Because Matty Matheson has that fucking dead set on life. But then Anthony Bourdain, who was a chef, has a sort of food travel show, which is fucking, any of them are amazing. They're, it doesn't really matter what name they have, whether it's No Reservations or fucking The Layover or what's the other one? No Reservations or... Oh, fuck. Dementia. What's the other one called? Parts Unknown. Fuck me. They're all more or less the same show, but very interesting. But then, you know what I mean? I've watched things of James Martin's and I'm like, I like this cunt. Rick Stein. Keith Floyd. Blocked on a Boat. He's the godfather of fucking food documentaries, that cunt. And we're just going to go ahead and put some booze in it. Put two bottles of champagne into a fucking thing of lobsters. Savage. Goddamn savage. Never sober either. Like, just full nightmare. Jamie, with a load of fours and ones. Much American comedy is loud and obvious. UK comedy is subtle and clever. Discuss. I mean, I think that's not a great statement because I could find you many, many versions of both. I'll turn that down, sure. Many versions of both that would argue that American comedy is loud and obvious. Not really. You know, you can get some fucking whimsy Americans. And even there's some loud stuff that isn't even that fucking obvious. UK is subtle and clever. I don't know. Tell that to fucking like Bernard Manning or somebody. Or, you know, Michael McIntyre's not really that fucking subtle. He's fairly fucking loud and obvious. You know? Isn't it funny when you put something in the wrong drawer? Don't even chat to me, Michael. Would you rather know the date of your death or the cause of your death? Jesus wept. I think I'd nearly rather know the cause of it because if someone said, oh, you're going to die in like 2019, but it's of cancer of the stomach, which you actually got in 2017. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you might know the date of death, but you might be sick for a lot of years before that. So I don't know. That's a tough question. I think I'd rather know what I'm going to die. No, I don't know. It's freaky. It's freaky even thinking about that. Would you ever consider organising a live music and comedy event? And that is from the band The Narcats with the G-N-A-R-K-A-T-S. I mean, there's a lot of people have that fucking sort of thing in their head. Like, oh, it'd be good to do a music gig with some comedy. And I tell you what, it's not. It never fucking works. We were in talks with the Bonnevilles about doing a gig. And then it sort of fell through. There was also talks with Petty Youth, who we made the recent video with. And tell you what, guys, get over to my YouTube. Get over to Godzilla. And have a look around at all the fucking videos that have went up recently, guys. Okay. But yeah, there's been talk of it a lot. But they just don't work, you know. They just fucking don't work. Not a question, but the last podcast with Tom O'Mahony was fantastic. Oh, good stuff, Connor Dolan. Respect. Has anyone... This is Spirit of Fox. Has anyone ever come up to you after a show to tell you off for how offended you got them with your set? It only ever happened once with a really drunk guy in Uri where I had, like, a shitty joke about, like, fucking... what was it, like something mentioning like hunger strikers or something. It was a pretty shit joke anyway, but this guy was not into it at all. I come off and he's like, damn, those people died for this country, you know? And I was like, all right, mate. It was only a fucking joke, bro. What was the joke again? I can't remember. It was some bullshit joke. But he was like, I am not having any of that shit. And I was like, no problem, you fucking mentaler. But also, who gives a fuck if you're offended? People always get offended at comedians. You know, they never get offended at, like, you know, world fucking leaders or, you know, did you make a rape joke? There were people who actually raped. You know, I don't see you fucking going up to them like, I don't think you should be raping. I don't think you should be talking about rape. Even if it's funny rape. What exactly is funny rape? Man being raped by animal. Hilarious. Already funny. No one's ever been that offended. I'm not even that bad. I'm not bad. I don't know where this reputation has come from. I'm not really that dirty compared to some, and I'm not really that offensive. And if I am, it's only because you're maybe a bit more sensitive than another person who isn't, who don't give a fuck. Pick one, lifetime supply of trainers or lifetime supply of hats. I would probably say trainers because they're generally more expensive. And you can just be like, give me all the shoes, bro, and I'll swap them for some hats. What high school did you go to and what happened with Daniel Watson? And that's from Matthew Taylor. I went to Ballyclare High School. So there you go. Which is kind of one of those, like, it's kind of country, but it's still like 15 minutes away from Belfast. So there you go, Ballyclare High. That's about all I have to tell you. Did some rugby. Did some fucking art. That was about it. What was the second part of that question? What happened to Daniel Watson? I think we've discussed this 50,000 fucking times. Basically, he got a bit sort of reluctant to make videos with me. He started making them with Shane. He started making some of his own. I don't think that he particularly liked being noticed in the street, which is an inevitability. Is that even a word? Which is gonna happen, basically, if you make videos that a lot of people watch. Some people are gonna be like, where's your man? And that's about it. That's all that fucking happened. And, you know, sometimes you hit an age like I did where you're like, I cannot be fucked chasing someone down who doesn't really want to speak to me. So there you go. Richard Ashfield, what would you think you would do with this poor millionaire? The man with two functioning penises. I mean, yeah, you would definitely go into porn. I mean, you would definitely go into porn because, you know, in day-to-day life, it's maybe going to be hard, pardon the pun, to get, like, two girls to suck each one of your dicks. Because that, you know, let's be crass about it. That is what you're looking. You know, you're going to have two dicks. Diphalic, dude. Two dicks. You want both those in action at one go. And, you know, the other move is that you could probably go vag and... let me go to media there to see the picture of his two cocks. You could probably go... come on, bro. You could go vag and asshole. Totally hard suspensory ligament cut for urethral correction procedure. Both 10.5 inches long. No more upward strain in parts. I mean, the fun thing about this guy's two dicks is he has two large dicks. Now, there is a frightening amount of foreskin on both of them. But then he's managed to get one of them hard while the other one lies dead, as Tom the Bear would say. Just fucking hanging dead. Come on, bro. He's got like a fucking 9-inch dick. He's got 2 9-inch dicks. Just hanging side by side. Which is like, The ultimate unfair, isn't it? I have two dicks, mate. Ha, I bet you they're weird looking. Nah, they're both healthy, fat dicks. Well, they're not that healthy. The foreskin thing is a nightmare. I mean, I think a lot of, you know, Americans are like, look at this dude with foreskin. Because of people like this who have an absolute nightmare of a dick going on. And he's got two of them. He's got two nightmare foreskins. I would definitely get rid of that, bro. That's the only thing I can really mark you down on here is you definitely get two healthy fat dicks and also like just a hectic amount of foreskin there, which is doing nobody any favours. Which appears to be a different colour to the rest of your dick also. I mean, what he's got on in this picture is he's got like a thong at the front. You know, so it's like instead of a thong going up between your ass cheeks, he's got like a bit of material that goes up between both his dicks. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I feel like your foreskin's letting you down. His foreskin is so big that the end of both of his dicks look like two droopy fannies. You gotta go on this guy. What? What the f... Okay. Okay. So, oh, fuck me. I'm gonna take a shot in the dark and say that, why the fuck did I look at it? I'm gonna say the guy is probably gay. And the reason I'm saying this is because, as if this guy is like, you know, not, I've got two dicks. That's weird, isn't it? You're like, yeah, that brother, that is weird. He's like, hey, what else can I bring to this freak party just to really liven it up? And he has a absolutely destroyed asshole. I'm thinking he's probably a gay gentleman who likes a lot of stuff in his butt and then got a bit carried away with it. Like, yeah, I've got my two dicks. I've been doing a whole pile of weird shit. I'm now going to try and stretch this asshole out to the point where, I'm not even joking, it looks like a bagel. At Diphalic Dude, as in Diphalic Dude. I take it that's the Latin for two dicks, bro. But his asshole really does look like a fucking chocolate donut, all prolapsed and squeezed out. I don't know, I mean, it's very late at night, I feel very uneasy right now. All right. Here, and then he's raised the bar. He's raised it again. He's went, hey, not only have I two dicks, not only is there so much foreskin, they look like two droopy fucking wizard sleeve fannies. Not only is my asshole blown out like a poppy seed bagel, okay? Not only, but he's a triple threat. What's that you say? Two dicks. Bagel asshole, and he also has a photo with, he's got basically the ends of both of his index fingers down the middle of his penis. Yeah, he's got his fingers jammed down his fucking, you know what, in-betweeners would soften down to chap's eye, which we all know is the PC version of Jap's eye, which is hilarious that they'd be like, look at the shape of the hole in my dick. Doesn't it look like a Japanese person's eye? That is literally what you're saying there. So there he is. Old two dicks, blown out asshole, finger piss hole fella. It's just, I mean, I keep scrolling. Why? Oh, God. There he is with each one pointing sort of different directions. That's interesting. That's an interesting photo. And there's reams and reams and reams and reams of this, of these photos. So it's like, it's almost like, he's like, you know when people take like a photo a day to show you how long they're, or like how quickly they've lost weight or whatever? This guy's like, check out all my dicks. You know, there he is. I mean, the real skill, other than the bagel arsehole, the fanny foreskin, the Jap's eye fingering, is that he can get one of them hard and the other one just stay soft. So maximum respect to Diphalic Dude. I may have to nip off and projectile vomit after that shit, but anyway. Jesus fucking Christ. Ooh. The questions get better. Christine Erskine. Would you prefer a vomiting bug or diarrhea? Probably diarrhea. Because at least you can just sit there and kind of be on your phone while the world falls out of your dumper. Lee McGlinchey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how pathetic is it that there's still people making monkey noises at black football players? Yeah, that's pretty fucking retarded. Yeah, that's mental. And then why monkey? Why even the monkey noise? It's crazy. I did witness it one time when someone brought me to it was Liverpool versus Linfield at Windsor Park. I don't know why the fuck I was at it when I was younger. And they were shouting at black players and all. And you're like, why are you doing that? Because they're going to rape you about 9-0 here. And you're like, he's a monkey and all. And you're like, what are you talking about? I thought you were a football fan. You're supposed to be a football fan. Surely just be a fan of watching good football as your team gets absolutely rid. But yeah, it's pathetic. But then again, you just, what sort of fucking loser? You can be a football fan. You can be a fan of anything. But see, when you get into those die hard, this is all I do every week is go and watch fucking football. And, you know, I'd fight to the death for my team. And all. Do you think the team gives a fiddler's fuck what you do? You know, I was watching a program about those, it wasn't even a program, it was a clip of some Russian hooligans beating the shit out of each other. And I was like, do you think in the fucking boardroom they're like, well, our hooligans put in a good performance this week, so it's good to know we're really getting supported by these guys out here, you know, essentially kicking each other into comas. Well done to that. No, you don't even come up in conversation. You're out there in your fucking team colours beating the fuck out of some dude. Yeah, up the fucking team. And the team are like, oh yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're playing at. Anyway, we've got a match next week. They just move on. Just go, I don't know what those fucking retards are doing on a field. I mean, it's crazy that at one stage in this city, and probably still happens recently, but it's you know, you could get kicked to death for wearing the wrong Scottish football team shirt, which is mental anyway. You're like, oh, the teams aren't even here. No, they're Scottish. Are they any good? Not really. But if you're wearing the wrong shirt, you'll get your shit kicked in. Does that come up in the fucking conversation? He's like, I'm going to beat the fuck here. Here. Your team are fucking shit. All you can do, and you right back, you fucking header douche. I bet it never comes up. Next question, Robert Jones. Do you ever think that girl ever thought she'd be so famous? Up the wah, up the Mona fucking bypass. Oh yeah, someone sent me this clip of some fucking glue bag shouting. Just typical shit. Here we go. Oh. Of course it's fucked up. Real quick clip, so you have to fucking
up a Mona by fucking pass.
Now, beautiful woman.
Up a wah, up a Mona by fucking pass. Up a wah, up a Mona by fucking pass. Up a wah, up a Mona by fucking pass. Up a wah, up a Mona by fucking pass.
She's got the obligatory staffy beside her. She's drinking a tin or something there, but.
Up a wah, up a Mona
by
fucking pass.
Up a wah, up a fucking Mona fucking by fucking pass. Which I do believe is just a road in Belfast somewhere. Classy chick, though. You know, one of those, wee Belfast women who probably, malnourished and didn't look like their body grew past when they were, 12. And then she has, 50 years of, smoking fags and just drinking cheap vodka. But here we go, here's a Barrack Boys video. Remix! I love that, just
fuck it!
Swearing's not enough in certain parts of Belfast. They're like, Anna fucking has 9Ks in it. Fucking! Fucking! So people are like, you're fucking wanker! And it's just how do you even spell it? 9 G's and a K?
Wanker! Fucking shit!
9 T's. I hate when you listen to these things and you're like, that's not a bad tune. Do you know what I mean? It's amazing, isn't it? One sentence and she's like infamous now.
Up away,
here's this dude's dick again. Why will that dick not go away? 9 inches, both 18 inch worth of dicks is what he has. By the way, I wish I'd have kept that podcast rolling last week with Tom the Bear, because he ended up telling me a story about some dude that he used to work with who apparently had a massive dick. And as he was telling me it, I was literally in tears laughing. It was so funny. And the guy's name was actually Dick, which made me laugh a lot. If you were on a bus or driving by and seen someone trying to commit suicide, what would you do? This happened to me yesterday, but thankfully ambulance and passersby was on hand to deal with the situation. Chris Rafferty with the fucking joy and sunshine. Is that really what happened? That's fucking insane. I mean, if you're on a bus, what can you do? You know, can you be like, can you stop here? And he's like, I'm not allowed to stop here. And you're like, oh, it's just a dude about to jump there. It's tough. It's tough because I feel like if someone's standing there sort of thinking it over. Now, this is based on what I learned watching the movie The Bridge. I feel like if they're standing, it's almost like if you're sitting there contemplating for a long time, there's probably part of them would like to be sort of intercepted. You know, I feel like if you're really just going to go for it, you would just fucking walk up and leap over. But, I don't know. It's hard. I don't know how I would react, to be honest. I couldn't really answer that. It's never happened. And I don't know how I would react. I mean, I would be fucking petrified if I was approaching someone and they were about to jump. Because if they just jumped before you got there and you seen it, you'd be like, oh my God, what a nightmare. But I don't know. It's hard to know how I would react. I'd like to think that I would have the strength to be able to go up and be like, I think you should get down. But I don't know. I really couldn't guess. I don't know. I would fucking, I don't know how well I would deal with watching someone plummet to their fucking death if I didn't get there in time though. What's your favourite 90s jam? Hartley's Raspberry. What was out in the 90s? Fuck. Jesus Christ. I don't know. Fuck. There's so much bollocks though, isn't there? There's so much shit. It's hard to know. Oh my God, check this out. I forgot about this bullshit. I don't know when this was out. This might have been 2000s. No, it had to be 90s. That bullshit, is it?
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike.
Get to the fucking meat here, bro. God damn it. Get ready. I mean, if that came on somewhere, like one of those stupid AVA bullshits where you're trying to be a fucking house DJ, you shit. Shit, remember. That's some heavy shit, though. I mean, that would just send me into a fucking tornado of old songs that I remembered. You know? Welcome to Hard House Nation, Volume 12. Up the fucking Peelers. Favorite thing about the 80s? What is this? I don't know. It was fucking... I was only fucking born in the 80s. The 80s. Favorite thing about it? I don't know. I don't remember much. Probably just shitting in my pants and someone else dealing with it. What's your latest steak technique? I'm a salt, pepper, sprinkle of flour, then pan sear with real butter in a hot as fuck pan. That's Paddy Connolly. All right, okay, bro. The same way everyone does it. That's terrible. I mean, there's not many other fucking ways to do it. I used to have a mate who went to his house, and they would fucking, they would like grill their steaks, and I was like, nobody wants, you know, the beige steak that you get. I mean, it's soft and delicious, but I mean, you want a bit of fucking black on it, and then nice color, and then it's raw in the middle. I'll be honest, I haven't cooked a steak in quite some time. The last two or three steaks I've had, I bought them. I was out. Although I did have one Valentine's Day, which... Did I even talk about Valentine's Day? Did I? I can't even fucking remember. Oh my God. No, because it was the day we did the fucking podcast. Jesus Christ, the night. What do you hear this? I fucking... For once, I was like, right, let's go for dinner. Let me book something and let's go for dinner. So Tom the Bear was up, we did a podcast, we filmed some other videos, which are sort of online at the minute, and did some videos, whatever, he headed home, I was sort of lying about, you know, whatever, Maureen was getting ready, she was getting all fancy, she looked lovely, I was like, right, I'm going to go shave my face, because I haven't, trimmed my face hair in, like, quite some, I refuse to say the word beard, refused to shave it, or didn't shave it, no, right? Came down to shave it. Was shaving my face. It was like, it was on the charge for about 2 hours, this beard trimmer. So I was like, meow. And it would just die like that. And I was like, what in the fuck is going on? But I'd managed to get like one cheek under my chin. And that was it. So I had a moustache in one side of my cheek, fully hairy. And I was like, what now? Like, charged it up. And I was like, meow. And then when I plugged it in, I was like, surely this can run off the fucking mains here and just be like, meh, I'll shave the rest of my face, even though it's a bit awkward. But no, it didn't work. And then I managed to like find some piece of shit. Like, it's like a wee thin beard trimmer. It was supposed to be for like your sideburns or some shit. It's probably one of those like, hey guys, do you want to trim your face hair? And then in brackets, it's like, shave your gooch. But I had this fucking thing anyway. And there was like one little guard on it, and I put it on. And I was like, eh, and like it is not designed for like. I think it is designed for like lining up your fucking like sideburns, if you have any. But I was like, meow, and this thing was just chewing through the hair. And meanwhile, we had to go for dinner at 7 because I booked it kind of late, so we had to leave the house at 6:30, or beforehand. And I'm literally at like 6:10. Like, how the fuck am I gonna shave the rest of my face? So I'm like chewing through it with this thing, like, and it's going like fucking crazy. And I do this thing if I shave my face where the moustache hair is like a bit thicker. So I shave it all one length and then I take it down a notch and I do the fucking lip just because it's thicker hair and it has to look a bit shorter. So I couldn't get short enough for the moustache. So I was trying to do it with like a fucking comb, like putting a comb under it and then shaving the top and everything. It was a fucking nightmare. But bear in mind, I needed to shave my head too, which I didn't have time for. So I basically had like shitty head hair growing back through the bald loaf and like nearly shaved face and then still quite a thick mustache. And I literally looked like I was sex trafficking my own girlfriend. People were like, who's this girl in a lovely dress and nice makeup and everything looking beautiful with this fucking like Mexican drug dealer beside her with a thick mustache and a bald head. And I got so angry at that Maureen sort of, you know, she doesn't do well with anger. She's more of a bottler upper, you know, keep it inside for 4 or 5 months and then deliver it back to you word for word, even though you've moved on 4 weeks ago. But she was not into how angry I was at the time, and she was almost like, well, you've ruined that, so you know, you can take me out and buy me a lot of Prosecco and a very expensive dinner, and then I'll just be in a bad mood the whole time. And I was like, no problem. I feel like you deserve that. Happy Valentine's Day. So that was literally it. You know, went that dinner. It was a shit show, you know. And I'll tell you what, it was a nice steak. But for the price I paid, you probably could have bought a side of beef. It was ridiculous. So it ruined that, you know, but it is me. So let's not be surprised that, you know, it got ruined. It got fucking ruined. So there you go. But that steak was nice, is what I'm trying to say. Patty, fucking thanks for bringing it up. Helen Arvin, if you won the lottery, would you still do what you do, in brackets comedy, or would you do something else? No, I would probably still do everything I do, but I would do it to probably higher level. So if I wanted to make videos, I would probably have a guy with me that makes my videos, so that I could just have an idea, do it, and he puts it together. That's what I would do. I would just have employees. I would have better kit, you know. I would have better gear to do stuff, and that's it. I would probably go more places, but that's about it. I would still be doing the same shit, I think. So yeah. Danny Williams, as a larger man, what's the best fat insult you've had? When running the other day, someone shouted, "Hey, look, it's fat Forrest cunt. Run, Forrest, run." What's the best fat insult I've ever had? Probably Jackie Fullerton, when he was trying to get me in a headlock that time, and the photographer was like, "Put your hand under his chin," and he goes, "Which chin?" And I was like, "Jackie, I will fucking boot your head right off your shoulders, you fucking candy floss haired wee prick." I didn't say it out loud. I was just happy to be there. Jared Moran, just for your information, you do the best boking impression. Thank you, Jared Moran. Thank you. Or is it Moran? It's probably Moran. Yeah, I do a good old boke impression. Don't I? Do you know who does the best one in the world of all time ever? Caitlin Olsen. Or Dee from Always Sunny, as you might know. By the way, some of those new Always Sunnies are literally ridiculous. Get yourselves on to my YouTube, seriously, because there's music videos, there's vlogs, there's all sorts of shit went up. Alexandra McGovern. Pew, pew, pew. What, can you please talk about making that video for We Are Vertigo? It looked hilarious on your vlog. Yeah, I don't know if I talked about that either. Basically, what happened was Kieran Bartlett had said to me one time about, did I want to be in a video for We Are Vertigo? And then I said, it turns out they wanted to buy the Blender video. And I was like, well, I may as well just make it for them. And then he was to make the other videos they wanted. And then he sort of was like, I don't really have time for this, so why don't you just take it over? And I went, all right. So I ended up making this chase video for them. I think I have to go in and make one more video. But yeah, so we turned up. I was going to use like Aaron McCann in the video. And then I had to sort of cancel Aaron and be like, sorry, bro. It's supposed to be like a ninja chase type thing. So we're both built like rhinos that can stand up. So it's not going to look that fucking good. And then I was like, who the fuck is like, it was so funny. Like I couldn't even think of my group of friends. I was like, who is like athletic and sort of slim? And I was like, none of them. I was like, none of them look like they could fucking move at all. And then I was like, I just had this brainwave where I was like, fuck, it'd be funny if it was like a wee ninja girl. And then a new girlfriend, Maureen's sister, is quite athletic, does a bit of running, all that shit. And I was like, she would be good. It would also look good if it was a girl sprinting about. So I asked her and I was like, listen, there's no talking parts. We're going to cover your face. All you have to do is be chased badly by me around this place. And she's like, I'll do it. So that was it. We just turned up on the day. Turned out she couldn't be there till like 2 o'clock. So immediately under pressure, which is kind of like, I'm no stranger to fucking making videos under pressure, but it's just, it don't feel good at the time. You're like, oh my fucking days. She's not out till 2. Not that it matters because it's inside and the place is well lit anyway, but it was just like, oh Christ, this is going to be another nightmare. But it was just so much fun. It didn't really matter, throwing ourselves off things. Maybe that's what fucked my neck up. Maybe that's why it's so stiff at 3 o'clock on the dot every day. you know, throw himself off shit, give himself almost whiplash, falling into things. I tell you what, the next day I was fucking aching. Like, my feet and knees were sore and everything just from bouncing about. And then stupid shit, like, there was a shot where I had to jump. You've probably seen it in the vlog where I had to jump. I had to act like I couldn't get up on this wall. There was no acting involved in it. I bounced on the thing and hit the wall. But I had to jump and, like, hold on to the wall for a second for them to get the shot. And I don't know how many fucking times I've done it, but, like, hitting the wall with your chest and then grabbing it with your arms. But there's nothing to grab, so you're basically trying to hold yourself up by putting force down through your fucking, the palm of your hands. So done that a bunch of times. That was aching. The skiing thing, just fuck me, like. Just, it's uncomfortable to stand on flat ground in skis. And then they're like, jump up on the thing and it's going to move and you're going to have to hold yourself there. And you're like, fuck this. But I can imagine if you did ski, you would have legs and knees like a fucking just horse. Because it's outrageous. So that, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, Alexandra. Alexandra, what's that in? Anyway, yeah, it was mad, and I had to force all out, and I've never sweated more in my fucking life. And then they give me some, they have these t-shirts, but they're, you know, like, I don't know how many double XL fucking staff they have, so they're like, oh, here's a fucking double XL t-shirt, which obviously some dude was wearing for about 3 weeks in a row before I put it on. And then I was fucking, like, apologising to everyone, like, oh, I stink, sorry, I stink. I promise you it's this old t-shirt that someone's wiped up shit with. Anyhow, motherfuckers, what the fuck? Oh, my days. Shit, right. Let me get these questions on my fucking phone and then we will get the fuck out of here. Oh, there's a picture of my smashed up car. Great. Great. Oh, there's a lot here too. Oh, my fucking days. By the way, I had the screenshot of thing the other day because some dude was like, is there anything decent to watch on Netflix? Like, he put it up on Facebook and you're like, oh, mate, no. That's why no one watches it or mentions it ever, you fucking dildo. Is there anything decent on Netflix? Is there any decent? I don't know, mate. Probably like 80% of the best TV ever made is on there to watch, available for you. That's like going, here, mate, just a quick question. Is there anything to eat in Tesco's, is there? Yeah. It's full of food, you fucking dildo. Ugh. I hate when people ask shit on Facebook. Can someone tell me if there's a Boots in Lisburn? Do you want to ask Google? Because it'll probably know more than anyone. Here, does anybody know?
Oh my god. Oh my fucking days.
Does anybody know what if Starbucks sells coffee? Yeah, it does. Ryan decent on Netflix? Nah, it's just a load of ISIS beheadings if you watch them all back to back. You fucking dilled. Right, let's hit these questions, for fuck's sake. What raucous behaviour can we expect at your London gig? Me and my mate Steve the Neb of tickets and are dripping wet. I mean, it's a stand-up show. That's all we're fucking doing, like. According to Shane, he's like, do you want to do this gig? Because I don't have a full hour. And I was like, all right. So now we have an hour and a half, which sort of backfired on his face and mine. But what can you expect? Comedy? Stand-up comedy? Unless we think of something to do on stage at the same time. If you had a fashion label, what would you call it? I mean, I was going to start a thing called Catch Hell one time, just because I thought it was a cool expression. And then I thought, could you do like a fucking grappling clothes label called Catch Hell? And then that sort of fell through. So that's probably what I would call it. Fuck me. These are shit questions. Can I bring my nan to your London show? Yeah, 100%. 100%, bro. She might not like it, but is it okay to think of you during masturbation? It's a slow night for you if you have to think of me while you're pulling your fucking wire, bro. So I can only wish you good luck in the rest of your life. What's wrong with Lurgan? Plus, are the comedy squad planning anything like the Ulster Hall again? I mean, the joke was last year that if we did the Ulster Hall, we would do the waterfront, but I don't know. It's just so much fucking work to split a bill with six cunts. You know what I mean? not really. It was brilliant fun, but it's just like, it is so much work to do 15 minutes somewhere, you know? She and Todd's doing the fucking Ulster Hall 2 days in a row this year, apparently, so I might try and do it myself. Not 2 days, but you know what I mean. Loving the weekly shows on SoundCloud. The best one has to be with the Irish guy. Am I not Irish enough for you? Favourite TV show? I don't know who these are from, by the way, but like, you should watch Broad City. It is literally my favourite show. It went from I'd heard of it to I watched about a season of it to, oh yeah, that's literally my favourite shows ever. Go like fucking like The Office, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Always Sunny, Broad City. Like it was straight into my top five. And then there's a screenshot of Maureen's Snapchat when someone reverses into your car on the way to Drake. You nightmare. It's the last question here, guys. What did you study for your A-levels? Art, ICT, and technology. Boring! And that's it. And I got a B, C, and a D because I didn't give a fuck once I heard I was getting into art college. They gave me like an unconditional offer to do foundation art. And I didn't do anything. I literally did fucking nothing. And it felt great. The weight was off my shoulders. It did backfire because I did a foundation year expecting to get into art college to do like a full degree course. And I didn't. So, there you go. Absolute shit show. But yeah, as soon as I knew I was getting in, I just didn't give a fuck at all, guys. I think that was the last question. That brings us to the end. If you want to see some new videos, guys, follow me on Snapchat. It's just Colin Geddes. No fucking about. That's all it is. Every time I have a new video, I sort of take a little shot of it and tell you where to find it. Go to YouTube. There's a lot of videos up there. And go to my Colin Geddes page on Facebook. There's the General Banter page, which is more of a business page, or will be shortly. And, you know, all the usual fucking places. I'm hoping to put this through some sort of level later so we'll get the levels right on this podcast this week, but we'll play around with it, see what the crack is. Cheers for listening. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here and cry about my broken car, which I haven't even seen yet, and the fact everyone's having a whale of a time in Dublin. So there you go, guys. Take her easy. Cheers for listening. Do we play out in something? What other 90s fucking stinkers were there? Let me see. What other sort of turn of the millennium shite was there? When was that out? Anyway, this will be up the time, hopefully, and I'll speak to you next week. See you later.